Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Yes, I have a good show planned for everyone today. I've got a devotional. I've got an altar call to do with a Bible reading. Okay, and a prophetic message. It's going to be a great show. Well, let's get into some music to start us out. Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
find in confusion, like a nightmare with no end. Tired and weary fellows, ragged hopes, different men. The grief and fear of death can seem to hang across the sky, and the pain just kept on burning, and it tears it all to die. We were talking as we journeyed toward a quiet country town, when another traveler asked us why we seemed so sad and down. It was like a dance at first inside as I spoke my grief for, amazed at someone leaving there, somehow I'm still not home.
In times of trouble,
good shepherd laid down his life for his sheep. So out of many nations he's gathered one fold in the one faith. And he has built his church on the rock foundation of faith, on apostles and stars to shepherd the people in his place. There is one faith, one hope, and one baptism, and one God and Father of all. There is one church, one body of life, and the Spirit now giving glory to all. He gave to Simon Peter and to all of the 12 the keys of the kingdom, so darkness would never prevail. But some of the shepherds had pastured themselves on their sheep, so he had come out against them and scattered his people of faith.
To have our joy and delight in knowing that we belong to you, the Almighty God, who began and will complete redemption on earth through Jesus Christ, our Savior. So bless your word and us, Lord. Give us courage in suffering and distress, Lord, for we can serve you in all circumstances, Lord, even when we find it bitterly hard, Lord. Your name shall be honored in us, Lord. Your kingdom shall come, Lord. As surely as earth endures, Lord, everything shall happen in accordance with your will, Lord, on earth as in heaven. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Okay. Well, let's get into the first message. It's called Faith Comes by Hearing. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. See, faith is an undercurrent of everything we do as followers of Jesus. Without faith, we lose all that Christ died to give us while here on earth. It is by faith we have access to peace, joy, guidance, love, and purpose that comes from restored relationship with our Heavenly Father. So as we seek an increase in faith in response to God's faithfulness this week, may you experience a greater depth of intimacy with your loving, almighty, and loving Heavenly Father. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. So Scripture offers us every truth we need to live a lifestyle of faith. Within its pages are powerful stories describing the miraculous works of God, who remained faithful to a people who chose pride, selfishness, and rebellion over his perfect, loving ways. And it contains incredible moments where God's people responded to his faithfulness with faith and were greatly rewarded. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 to 22 says, my son, be attentive to my words, incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not escape from your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them in healing to all their flesh. The desire of God for you and I is to be children filled with life-giving words. You see, God longs for us to experience the joy, purpose, and peace of faith founded on his word. He longs for us to live our lives with Scripture as a constant source of hope when the world seems to be crashing down around us. For a long time, the Bible bored me. I knew I should read it, so I would try and make some time here and there to read a little bit, but it felt more like an assignment than an encounter with the powerful words of God. It wasn't until I began to read Scripture as an avenue to connect with God and have my life transformed that I began to enjoy it. As I began to allow God's word to fill me with faith to live differently, I discovered the power of the Bible. When I use Scripture as a way to learn about and connect to the heart of my Heavenly Father, my desire to read it grew to the point of overflowing. See, Scripture has the power to lead us to a different way of living, the way of faith. Stories like Abraham and Isaac should guide us to trust the promise of our God. Stories like Israel and the walls of Jericho should lead us to an act on God's word and leadership of faith that he will move in powerful ways to destroy our seemingly unsurmountable obstacles. And the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus should guide us to a life of service to our God, who would give up everything just to have restored relationship with us. So may your faith be stirred today in the reading of Scripture. May the pages of God's word guide you to a lifestyle of trust, hope, and surrender. And may you experience the joy of living by faith in response to your God's amazing acts of faithfulness. So meditate on the ability of God's word to fill you with faith. Romans 10:17, so faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of Christ. Secondly, where do you need faith today? What problem or obstacle seems insurmountable before you? Where do you need hope and joy? Thirdly, meditate on Scripture in reference to your need. Find a story that will fill you with faith for the problem set before you. My son, do not forget my teachings. Okay, but let your hearts keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck and write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. Trust the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. That's Proverbs. The story of Jesus walking on the water in Matthew chapter 14, verses 28 and 33 serves as a great example of life lived in faith and in doubt. May we be a people who live in full faith and stand on the unshakable truths of God's word. And Peter answered him, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. He said, come. So Peter got out of the boat and walked on water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried out, Lord, save me. Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, O you of little faith, why did you doubt? And when you got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, truly you are the Son of God. I highly suggest that you read Romans chapter 5. It will bring this devotional more into light for you all. Amen. So this brings us to the most important question of all. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because within a moment, I will give you the opportunity to do so. But let me ask you, are you tired of living the way you are, not knowing which way is up or down? Are you dazed and confused, and you're not sure about your life? Okay, are you suffering from depression? Are you suffering from some kind of anxiety? Are you lost but needing to be found? If this is you, then the only one that can find you and take care of these issues with you is the Lord Jesus Christ. So I ask you, okay, are you willing to submit to him tonight? If so, say this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and give me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you into the family of the Lord. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Now, I ask you, if you said this prayer, why don't you call in tonight to area code 657-383-1487. Since tonight will be the night we'll be taking callers. We take callers once a week, okay? So we're going to take them tonight. So call in area code 657-383-1487 and push the 1 key. When you do that, again, you come on live, and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Because if you be that first caller, that could trickle in 10. 10 could trickle in 100. 100 could trickle in 1,000. Okay? So be that first caller tonight and say you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Well, we're going to play some more music. Okay? For you. Okay? Here we go. Not all the music that I play is not just gospel music, it's also inspirational music. Okay, so, okay, I want you all to know that. Uh-huh.
of its soul and led astray. Now other folks have got what's past and terrified. Drive away the hunger, coming only breath, sleep satisfied. With common words of that one, we belong to this history. While any of 10,000 other names divide the way, so we stay distracted in our small religious field, partitioned from the one whose name is far beyond all other names.
Some of us had heard he'd kill the paralytic, but
power of just his word, so with hope can rekindle. I went at once to see if I could find a man named Jesus from the town in Galilee. I began to search the city, and I saw the crowd. They were pressing in to touch him. They called his name out loud, but with the strength of desperation, I pushed him all aside. I threw him up before him, and from that news I cried, Lord, come and heal my daughter, even now. I got to tell somebody. I pride myself in a hopeful small and light. A stock for you naturally, just watch out the night. But a storm came up at midnight, blowing hard down on the prowls. We started to lose it, a great ship in quarter, stern and bow. When someone shouted loud, hey, look who started on the beach. And as we down in terror, at the door we all, someone was walking on the water.
And they may hear and they may learn to fear the Lord your God and careful observe all words of this law, and that their children who have not known it may hear it and learn to fear the Lord your God as long as you live in the land which you cross the Jordan to possess. And the Lord said to Moses, behold, the day approach when you must die. Call Joshua and present yourself in the tabernacle meeting that I may inaugurate him. So Moses and Joshua went and presented themselves to the tabernacle meeting. Now the Lord appeared at the tabernacle in the pillar of a cloud, and the pillar of a cloud stood above the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord said to Moses, behold, you will rest with your fathers, and this people will rise and play the harlot, okay, with the gods of the foreigners of the land, when they go to be among them, and they will forsake me and break my covenant with which I have made with them. Then my anger shall be aroused against them in that day, and I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall fall before them. So that they will say in that day, have not these evils come upon us because our God is not among us? And I will surely hide my face in that day because of all evil which I have done and that have turned to the other gods. Now therefore write down this song for yourselves and teach it to the children of Israel. Put it in their mouths that the song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel. When I have brought them to the land flowing with milk and honey, in which I swore to their fathers, and they have eaten and filled themselves and grown fat, and they will turn to other gods and serve them, and they will provoke me and break my covenant. Then it shall be with many evils and troubles that have come upon them, that the song will testify against them as witness, for it will not be forgotten in the mouths of their descendants. For I know the inclination of their behavior today, even before I have brought them to the land of which I swore to give them. Therefore Moses wrote the song the same day and taught it to the children of Israel. Then he inaugurated Joshua the son of Nun and said, be strong and of good courage, for you shall bring the children of Israel to the land of which I swore to them, and I will be with you. So it was when Moses had completed writing the words of the law in the book, when they were finished, that Moses commanded the Levites who bore the Ark of the Covenant, and the Lord saying, take this book of law and put it beside the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, that it may be there as witness against you, for I know your rebellion and your stiff neck. And today, while I am yet alive with you, you have been rebellious against the Lord, and then how much more after my death? Gather to me all the elders of your tribes, and your officers, that I may speak these words in the hearing and call heaven and earth to witness against them. For I know that after my death you will become utterly corrupt and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you, and the evil will befall upon you in the latter days, because you will do evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger through the work of your hands. Then Moses spoke in the hearing of all the assembly of Israel the words of the song until they were ended. And Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo to the top of Pisgah, which is across from Jericho, and the Lord showed him all the land of Gilead as far as Dan and Naphtali, the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, all the land of Judah as far as the Western Sea, the south and the plain of the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees as far as Zoar. And the Lord said to him, this is the land in which I swore to give Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, I will give it to your descendants. I have caused you to see it with your own eyes, but you shall not cross over there. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him in the valley of the land of Moab, opposite Beth Peor. But no one knows his grave to this day. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes were not dim, nor his natural vigor diminished, and the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and mourning for Moses ended. Now Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid hands on him. So the children of Israel heeded him and did the Lord as commanded Moses. But since then there has not arisen in Israel a prophet like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, and all signs and wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt before Pharaoh, before all his servants and all his land, and by all the mighty power and the great terror which Moses performed in the sight of all Israel. Now let's go do a little bit of worship from Psalms 34, verses 1 to 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make it boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear it and be glad. I will magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Proverbs, a little word of wisdom. Proverbs 11:10. When it goes well with the righteous, the city rejoices, and when the wicked perish, there is jubilation. Amen. We will pick up tomorrow with Joshua. We finally come to an end of Deuteronomy. Well, I hope this Bible reading was a blessing to you all. Okay, I know some don't get a chance to read the Bible, and some do, but some don't have Bibles, so it's my way of bringing the Bible to you. Amen. All righty. Let's play a little bit more music here. Okay.
They could take any name that I made for myself. They could take any pride I've got as well. But there are some things that I can't afford to lose. I could be nobody as long as I'm someone to you. But you know that's a race I don't care. So I lay down any dreams of a vain success. Oh, I'd rather run to you instead. So let's get face to face. Covered up. I could be nobody as long as I'm someone to you. For all my burning and desire, I can't find you in the flame. For all the shaking earth I've tried, I can't find you in the grave. Yeah.
Thank you.
message. This is a prophetic word, and this goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. The Father says today, learn to limit your counselors. A multitude of counselors is of no use if they are not in your corner or not dispensing the wisdom from on high. Just because someone offers you an opinion does not mean you need to accept it or act upon it. My name is Counselor. If you seek me first, you will have that sort through that myriad of unenlightened, uninformed viewpoints from others who do not have your best interest in mind. Purpose to seek my face before you seek the face of man. You are not incapable of looking into my word and inquiring of my spirit and acting on what I tell you. The counsel of a man is only valuable when it comes from one who is walking under a heavier anointing or greater favor than you are experiencing. The person who counsels you can only reproduce what they are experiencing themselves. It is that person walking in a place of promotion, promise, and increase by my hand. Would you be blessed if you experienced your version of your counselor's breakthrough? If not, then be courteous and kind, but move on. I will be the voice speaking always over your shoulder, saying this is the way. Walk ye in it. When you do what I instruct, things will always work out to bring you into your blessing place. Amen. Like I said, this prophetic word goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. So I hope it's a blessing to you. Amen. All right. We got a few minutes left. I'm going to remind you that tomorrow night we'll have another episode of Purpose Gospel Radio. It starts at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. I hope to see all of you there, people that are listening on the link, people that are listening in the chat room, and people that have called in listening. Okay? So let me go with a prayer, and then I'll play a song and it'll take us out. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for the work you are doing. We thank you for working through people of all kinds, of all vocations, and through the many hearts that know your goodness. We thank you for the great work led by the Lord Jesus, who will overcome the world with patience and gentleness. He will overcome the world, opening the door wide for all, including the poorest of the poor, to come to you, their Father in heaven. Grant that with light we have been given, we may remain firm and true. Do not let us come into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours forever and forevermore. Amen. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Let's get into that song that'll take us out. Okay? Here we go. Thank you. Amen, amen. Well, good night. God bless. Have a blessed night. Until we meet again tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Bye-bye.